It's your 7:30 second date update. This is where you expect at least a call back from a date you've gone on. You're not saying I need to get married, but at least I deserve a text afterwards saying thanks for dinner.
Something.
And when that doesn't happen, we try to figure out exactly what went wrong. We'll call the person. We'll challenge them. We'll get the answers for you. Sure, it gets awkward, but that's okay with us. As we say good morning to Jordan. What up, Jordan?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So tell us kind of who'd you meet? Where'd you meet them?
Well, I met this woman named Emily. We met on a dating site, and it wasn't like one of those hookup apps. This is actually a religious dating site.
Okay.
So you can find someone who has the same values as you, same beliefs, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Like, there's a bunch of those now that are kind of more specific, so it's not so just like such a wide net. It's kind of more towards what you're into. So.
Right. Well, and that wasn't something I was open to until really the pandemic. But we went to lunch a few Saturdays ago, and it was wonderful. She's very pretty. It was just lunch. I mean, there was no drinking.
Yeah.
I've heard about what happens when people drink too much on your show before.
That's where the best second date updates come from. How about this, though? Okay, no drinking. Was there the other thing we get hooking up? Like, did that happen?
No. This is lunch.
Yeah.
So, no hooking up. I guess it's different from what you guys are used to. But there was no drama. I paid for it all. And for some reason, Emily isn't calling me back now.
Okay.
So I would love to push things to dinner.
Why don't we do this, and we'll make it easy. Why don't we just get Emily's phone number from you? We'll call her up, and we'll just see like what's going on, like why she hasn't called you back. Because it sounds to me you're saying no drama. We should at least have a date number 2.
Yes, thank you.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update, trying to help out Jordan, who met Emily on a dating app, not like a Tinder. This was actually a religious dating app, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And you said that it was a good date. It was a lunch date, which meant no one was drinking, getting out of control, no hooking up, just your basic kind of sitting across the table, getting to know each other. And you're wondering why now Emily has completely ghosted you.
Yeah. I thought the date went really well. I thought we, you know, connected.
Yeah.
And I just don't know why she's ghosting, so you say.
Well, I'll tell you what, we tracked down Emily, and in fact producer Danny has her on the other line, so I'm gonna put you on hold. I'm gonna pick up with her. Go ahead and you can listen in, but just don't say anything. Okay. Hey Emily, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, so I'm John, and Jackson's here, Monroe as well. We do a morning show here in town on Mix 105.1. Got a few minutes?
Yes, I have a few minutes.
Okay, thank you. Listen, you know, we're really just trying to help people in their dating lives during the pandemic, and yeah, it's crazy. I feel like you recently have been out on a date with someone. Is this true?
This is true.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I have a gift. no, we know.
Okay.
So Jordan reached out to us saying you went on this date, but you know, you're not calling him back.
Right.
So can you kind of tell us like what happened, like your side of the story?
Yeah. So, you know, I've been single for, I guess, over a year now. And I've been, you know, trying to talk to people on the apps and stuff. I've used a few different apps. But I decided to try out this religious one, you know, cause I think I'm ready for an actual, you know, relationship.
Sure.
And it would be nice to find someone whose values align with mine. But you know, during the date, we were just talking about our history. And I told him about, you know, the other apps that I tried out, and he was like mortified that I'd even been on them. You know, like basically accused me of inappropriate behavior, like insinuated that like basically I was like just looking for random hookups just because I was on some of those other apps, you know, like obviously I must have done things I would have been ashamed of. Like, and then he goes on to say like, you know, if I did that, he'd forgive me.
Dude.
And it's like, first off, like what? Like you don't know who I am or what I do. Plus, even if I did do anything, if I did hook up with someone in the past, I don't need forgiveness from him.
Yeah.
You know, he's not who I'm going to stand before.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah. It was so judgy. And that's just not the type of person I am. I would never judge someone else. And I don't expect to be judged.
Yeah. How dare you have ever gone on a date before?
Yeah. Who do you think you are using Tinder?
Why don't we get the commander back on the phone over here?
Yeah. All right. I hate to do this, Emily, because it sounds like you're pretty much over him, but Jordan did call us and he has been listening in. So I want to pick him back up here and kind of hear from him. Jordan.
I was not judging Emily. Is she there?
Yeah, she's listening in. Like
Emily, I was not judging you. I was judging the apps. I know what they do to people, and they tie into the fundamental darkness that we all have. I know. I'm not judging you. We're all human and have that ability, and those are the apps that tap into that. I know that.
You know, it doesn't mean if someone's on one of those apps that they do those kind of things that those apps are stereotypically known for, you know what I mean? And you did, you can say whatever you want now, but you did in that moment, you actually said those words like, oh, you were looking for random hookups. Oh, well, you know, like, I'll forgive you for those random hookups. You actually said those words.
Well, I mean, is it true? It's okay.
First of all, it's none of your business if it's true or not. You know what I mean? I live my own
truth, and I live my truth in the eyes of God, not in the eyes of you. That we can't deal with the past. We both want a relationship now, and I forgive you for giving into those impulses.
Let me tell you. I feel like there's sparks. Oh, am I not picking up on the right thing?
Yeah, no, you're on the wrong vibe there, bud.
Emily, are you interested in a second date? We can pay for it.
No, thank you. Ah.